Welcome to Group Coach Nation, the podcast. I'm Chris Williams, your host, and we are here to dive deep into launching and scaling your own high-ticket group coaching program or mastermind. If you already have a mastermind and you're just trying to scale it, grow it, make it more efficient, really take this thing to the next level, this is for you. If you're just starting out and trying to like understand how it all works behind the scenes, listen in. You're going to learn a ton, and you're going to get the codes to crack this thing wide open for you. All right, let's jump in. Enjoy the episode. See you on the inside. What is up, Group Coach Nation? Sorry for those of you listening in. I'm drinking my Starbucks while we're doing the intro. Sorry about that. Chris Williams here, Group Coach Nation. Let's talk about converting those one-on-one offers to a group or scalable offer. The reason I'm bringing this up today in this episode is pretty straightforward. We've been to Podcast Movement recently last week. Shout out to Chris and that entire team, Podcast Movement. What a killer job you guys did there in Denver. So thanks for having us all out there. Okay. People keep asking, like, okay, they got a podcast, they got a show, they speak on stages, they have a book, they're coaches, consultants, done for you agencies, you know, all of us, right? The regular run-of-the-mill consultant expert types here in the digital marketing space. I get it. Here's the thing. If you have a done-for-you offer or a one-on-one offer like I used to have, we frequently feel burnout, like get that bottleneck where you prospect, you get prospects in, they become clients, then you're doing the client work, and then your schedule maxes out. You're successful financially, but your schedule maxes out. So what I did is first, when I had a creative agency, we still own an agency that works with surgeons, that's a whole nother story, but I learned how to scale that up, all right? So if you're committed to the done-for-you type work, then super cool. You can scale it up. That is not this conversation, okay? That's like building out your team, building out the systems, the structures, the onboarding processes for clients so you don't have to be the bottleneck of done-for-you work. All right, this conversation is for those of you who are doing consulting, like you're coaching, consulting, educating people, doing that sort of thing, but helping people on a one-on-one basis. So you're selling an hour of your time for money, a minute of your time, whatever you want to call it. Now, there's two main ways to make more money doing that, right? The one that's obvious and you should be doing is raise your rates, right? Charge what you're worth. Figure that out. We have tons of resources here to figure that out. If you're like trying to figure out how do I price this thing, we got you. Like reach out and ask us questions. We got tons of free YouTube videos, podcast episodes, whatever on all about that stuff. Price your product or your time. It's worth more money. Charge more money, okay? But ultimately, even that will cap you out. That will eventually burn out a number of hours. How many hours do you want to work? Is it 10 hours a week, 20 hours a week, 40 hours a week, 80 hours a week, whatever it is for you? I'm not for or against you working a lot or a little. I don't like working a ton. I think it's not strategically smart as an entrepreneur. But if that's your jam and you prefer to work a ton, good for you. But ultimately, you're going to cap out on hours. We all are limited by that. So scalability ultimately comes from figuring out a way to remove and decouple, separate the clock from your income, okay? When the clock and your income are connected, it's going to create a bottleneck for your income growth as an entrepreneur. Now, that's not so easy, right? We've all tried to do that. We've all been there, tried round and round and round. You might have created a book, an e-course, something you could sell on a funnel, so all those things, right? There's so many options. And all of the options can work if you know why they work. So I want to get like right down to the basics of why an offer can go from one-on-one to scalable. I'd say 90% of the work we do here at Group Coach Nation is offer creation. Because once you get your offer to a scalable offer, once you go from like, okay, I know my expertise and I want to reach more people, I need to turn that into a scalable offer. Once you figure out that bridge, it takes off. It's just, you got to have the right offer. Okay, so here's how this works. Think about what you're currently doing. Let's say you're an expert. I'm standing here at my studio. If you're seeing me on video, great. You know that if you're on audio, I'm in a studio. I have a black background, a green shirt on today. I have a stand-up desk, okay? Let's say you're an expert, like one of my friends, Junaid Ahmed, who builds out custom studios like this one. He actually built this one out for us. If that's your jam, then that's your expertise. Now, you can do that one-on-one, right? Which is how Junaid helped us. Or Junaid now has a process where he teaches that to a group of people at a time. That's brilliant, right? It's scalable. All he simply did was say, hey, look, I could teach 10 people on a Zoom call how to set up and measure and create their studios and just roll that thing out. Now, here's the jump though, right? We're all like, well, sure, Chris, you teach 10 people at one time, but how do you do that? Like, what does the offer look like? Do people want to pay less for a group or more for a group? Is there like, what's the content look like? How do I structure all that? Believe it or not, it's easier. Two things are easier. This is like blew my mind when I figured this out. It's easier to teach 10 people, 5 people, 15 people, whatever. It's easier to teach a small group of people a concept than it is to teach one-on-one. Here's why. They do a lot of the teaching themselves. They ask questions. The people you work with are smart. I work with smart people. It's not that anybody doesn't know how to do stuff. It's that they just can't see in my space. You can't see the offer right in front of you. You can't read the label from inside your own bottle, so to speak, right? I'm limited that way. I have somebody help me figure out my offers. Here's the thing. When you teach a small group of people together, you've decoupled your time from your income. Now you can have 10 people in front of you at once instead of one person, okay? Just keep using 10, easy example. But they teach themselves. Like definitely you got to guide the process. That's group coaching. You got to guide the process, all right? It's like a group therapy session. Somebody's got to guide the process. But you learn so much more from hearing and interacting with other people going through a similar process. So if I'm in Junaid's mastermind or his group coach process, to learn how to build a studio like the one I'm standing in. And I'm like, oh my gosh, so-and-so, Sarah, she had a fantastic idea. Like, I want that background in mine. Or, oh wow, Mark, the lights that Mark put up there are amazing. Or, wow, Junaid's microphone setup is so what I want. Like that stuff really allows Junaid in some ways to teach less and increase the time spent in a functional way. So the time is now magnified. It's amplified. It's multiplied. Those are all great words. So that's the process, right? Super simple. Step one is it's absolutely easier to teach in a group. Now, step two is people learn, like your participants, my participants, me when I'm in a group setting, I learn 5 times faster. It's actually a little over 5 times faster. The research shows we learn as humans 5 times faster and retain information multiple times longer when we learn in a community, in a group. All right. Now, that's limited to a spectrum, okay? Let me kind of share that out here. If you're in a one-on-one coaching scenario, you're going to learn slower than if you're in like a 5 or 10 person group, okay? Having 2 people in a group, you're not quite learning as fast. 3 people, you're starting to get there. Once you get to like 5 to 10, there's kind of a sweet spot somewhere there about, okay, there's lots of experience here. There's lots of new ideas. I'm growing and learning faster. Now, here's the edge. When you're in a group like training process and there's like 200 people on a Zoom call and nobody's really able to get all the questions answered fast enough, you're learning faster. Like it's better than one-on-one, but it's not as good as a small group. So there is a diminishing return. We've all been in those groups. We've all been in audiences. I was at Podcast Movement. There's a huge audience there and there were Q&A sessions and people could ask questions in the microphone, which means everybody's learning faster. That's really great, but it's not as intimate as if it was just 10 of us sitting around talking to one expert, right? Okay, there's an edge there. But for most of us going from one-on-one to a group, we're not going from one-on-one to 200. We're going from one-on-one to like 5, 10, 15 people. People learn faster. They will transform their lives faster. That is so, so important to understand. Here's why it's important to understand. You're not selling your group coaching model for less money than your one-on-one. It's actually more valuable. It is more valuable for people in my audience to join one of my groups than it is to have me one-on-one. I know, right? That's crazy when you think about it, but it's true. And I see that every day in the groups that we lead. And then we, you know, all these people who come through our programs, they've been up in their own groups and we sit on those groups and kind of watch them happen. And it's crazy cool to watch how their participants grow and change faster. And they're always like, oh my gosh, these people are actually getting results faster. It's because of the group scenario. It creates accountability. It creates momentum, a lot of emotional strength in a group setting. And we're learning way faster because we're hearing other people interact on that, right? Very, very cool. All right, so converting, let's go back to this. Convert your one-on-one offers to a scalable group offer. First up, just know the mindset space you need to be in. Your one-on-one offer consulting is actually not as good as your group coaching offer. The group coaching offer is actually better for your participants and obviously you. It's scalable income and time, but for your participants, it's actually better for them. So own that. Charge appropriately for that. Don't back off because of the group. If you're like, Chris, I charge, I'm just going to make a number up, $10,000 for one-on-one consulting. And like, it's a 3-month engagement. I'm just going to pick these things out of the sky here. Well, great. Good for you. So how much should I charge for my group? Well, don't charge less than 10 grand. Like for real. actually it's more beneficial. You could charge more. But you're like, well, then Chris, how much my one-on-one be? I don't know. Price it up. Make it three, five times, make it 30,000, 50,000 for one-on-one for 3 months. I don't know. But here's the thing. I'm not pricing up the one-on-one offer so that the price becomes something I want to sell more. I'm pricing it up so that if someone actually really wants me one-on-one, they have to pay a premium for that so that my time is as valuable one-on-one as it would have been in a group setting. That's super important to catch on to entrepreneurially. Whatever your highest value thing is on your calendar, in this case, a group coaching setting, you need to figure out what you're worth per minute in that setting with a group, and then make sure your hourly one-on-one rate is that or more, right? Because you're actually selling back to a dollar for a minute. Now that's going to get you back in that bottleneck. And you don't want to price your one-on-ones where everybody chooses one-on-ones, which is worse for you and worse for them. So make sure you're kind of pricing one-on-ones out, or if someone does want to go there, that they're actually paying the value of the time that you're spending on them. Okay. Now I know a few of you have situations where you're like, Chris, the one-on-one work I do is very personal, very private for a corporation, a business, an individual, whatever. Could be about their finances, about their relationships, about personal health issues, about key employee issues that you just are things that are in the press, the media, if they're in large corporations, whatever. I get it. But truly, we work with those people. All right. I get it. But here's the truth. 90% of the time, the stuff they're dealing with is stuff that all their peers are dealing with. And it's no secret. It's just the function of a business, or the function of being a human, the function of building relationships, of creating profit, of growing client bases, whatever it is. 90% of that is very, very group oriented and very simple to do in a group structure. And so maybe every now and then you need to have a little one-on-one. Occasionally, when you see, hey, I see you struggling with something that needs to be a little more private, let's talk about that for 15, 20 minutes off the side here. That's totally cool. But make sure you don't build those one-on-ones into your program where everybody gets a one-on-one once a week or once a month, because people will quit doing the group environment and lean on the one-on-one, which again is worse for you and worse for them. So here's the bottom line of all this. Think about your one-on-one offer, all right? If you're wondering, like, Chris, what is going to actually be taught in my group? It's not that hard. It really isn't. Again, they're going to help you generate the content because they're going to have questions and you're going to know where to take them. But you can also look back at your existing one-on-one engagements over the past few months and just think, okay, what are people typically asking? What are the problems and solutions that are commonly coming up in these coaching sessions, in these consulting group sessions, whatever it is? What's going on over and over and over? You're going to see trends. Again, this 80-20 rule, it's crazy how it plays out, but probably 80% of the conversations you have with your one-on-ones are very, very similar. Different names, different cities, different numbers, but a very, very similar set of problems and solutions, right? It's just common sense. We're all people. We're all uniquely individual. Don't we all love that? It's fantastic. But in a lot of ways, we're all really, really similar. We all have very similar dreams and aspirations, very similar internal doubts and problems, and very similar external, like, things that are holding us back, or that we believe are holding us back. We're all really, really similar. And yeah, you know what's really cool is you can niche down into, like, different groups of people or different industries or different spaces in the way you do your work, whatever that is, and find even more commonality with the people you serve. And that's really cool. That makes your groups and your coaching even more powerful and worth more money. Okay, hope that helps. This is a question set that kept coming up last week at Podcast Movement. So I just want to, like, explain that out for all you Podcast Movement folks. Hey guys, so great to see you again. And for all of you who are like, okay, yeah, that's my question too. The reason this is your question too is because, believe it or not, this is a group coaching process right here, right? I hear from a lot of people, tons of people go through our program. This is a really common question. It's not unusual. So the fact that it's your question and lots of others just kind of in some ways confirms what I'm just saying. Like, human experience is really, really common and you're not alone. Okay, ask questions. Comments below, wherever you're finding this content, ask questions, reach out. Groupcoachnation.com is our website. You can reach out anytime you want. There's our contact info and all that stuff there, groupcoachnation.com. Ask questions. We'll do our best to put your questions into more content. That's how we build this content, is based on your questions, so super easy. We also have a offer lab that we run consistently, and that offer lab has start dates throughout each quarter. I'm not sure when you're listening to this, so I won't, like, deliver dates today. But if you want to have your offer, like, move from one-on-one to a group reach out and ask us, say, hey, I'm interested in Offer Lab. We're really picky about that because we don't work with everybody because like it depends on what you're selling. Our process works if you're in some kind of business coaching or consulting, if you're a business expert, helping people make more money, market processes, HR, systems, teams, all the businessy stuff, entrepreneurship, leadership, all that stuff. Yes, we can help you build a scalable offer. If you're in the health and wellness space, relationship coaching, all that, consume our content all you want, all this free stuff, but we don't typically take those folks into our Offer Lab process because it's a whole different offer set. We're very focused on the business set side of this thing. So if that's you, reach out if you want help scaling or getting clarity around going from one-on-one to a scalable model, whatever that looks like for you. There's so many ways you can scale. You got this. Okay, that's it. GroupCoachNation.com. Again, I'm Chris Williams. Can't wait to talk again soon. Drop your questions and comments below. As always, we'll package them up, answer them here, and reach out if you're struggling to figure out that scalable offer. Boy, I sure was. Don't be ashamed of that, by the way. I mean, this is going to sound silly. I'll just be vulnerable here. We create offers for a living. That's what Group Coach Nation does. We scale offers in a scalable way. Leads, offers, sales, all that stuff that scales up a group coaching program or a mastermind. That's our gig. And yet even I, with my expertise, struggle to build the right offers. Like, it's just hard, again, to see what your offer should be from inside your own bottle. I'm inside my own bottle. You're inside your own bottle. It's hard to read a label from inside that bottle. Nothing to be ashamed about. Again, another common human experience. That's why we put our offer labs together, is to put you in groups, help you sort this thing out, send you out the door with an offer that sells, and you're good to go. I get it. Been there. Okay. Feel awesome. Do the work. Get the results. Keep investing in the communities around you. The people that you're around need you so badly. Enjoy doing the work. Do it in a way that scales up so you can keep your energy up and you can do even more for yourself and for others. Okay. Talk soon. GroupCoachNation.com one more time. Reach out with your questions. And if you want to create that offer, let us know. Hey everybody, Chris here again. Thanks for listening in. Hey, over at GroupCoachNation.com, we have everything you need to sort this out for yourself. You can find out where you are in this continuum of launching, scaling, building, really taking your mastermind to the next level, or starting your brand new mastermind. That's right there at GroupCoachNation.com. We have a ton of free resources and a ton of ways for you to find out where you are in the process, knowing exactly what to do next, so that you can do the work to get the results. You hear us say that a lot here at Group Coach Nation. Do the work, get the results. We just want you doing the right work. Don't want you wasting your time. It doesn't take a lot of time to build a mastermind. You just need the right strategy behind it. So go over to groupcoachnation.com, jump in, ask your questions, join the community, look at the resources, enjoy. It's there for you. Can't wait to see you there. We'll talk soon.